Hi everyone, 欢迎来到酒馆，在这里遇见更广阔的世界。听了这么久酒馆的节目，你还不知道酒馆也有自己的铺子吧？酒馆铺子是酒馆旗下专业的零售分支，来微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，新人进店注册会员即可领取20元消费券。来微信小程序酒馆铺子，进店咨询客服，与酒馆共筑美好生活。我们在酒馆等你。Hi everyone and welcome back to 酒馆。Hi Alan.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
Now before we start today's episode, let me ask you a very simple question.
Okay.
Which month is it?
That is very simple. It's August.
But what about in traditional Chinese calendar?
Oh, it's ghost month.
Yes. 我们说着说着又到了中国的这个鬼月。Alan, you know 中元, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you know traditionally, because I'm really into that,some supernatural stuff. So every year around Zhongyuan or around Halloween, we will do a few spooky episodes. So let's talk about hauntings. 我们来聊一聊这种 supernatural 的 haunting, 就是闹鬼的这回事儿。I know that the sort of Chinese style horror and haunting stories are very, very different from, say, British ones.
Yeah.We have a very different idea of ghosts. Most of it is because of religion and culture.
Okay, so I thought today let's explore some of the famous or infamous hauntings in the UK.
Sounds good.
I don't really know much about, because, I mean, I think I'm more familiar with Asia, like hauntings in Asia. But I have heardquite a bit about what is happening in the theatres in the West End.
Yes, lots of theatres, hotels, buildings in London are supposed to be haunted.
Oh, it is a very old capital, it's a very old city.
Well, absolutely. But let's talk about the most famous theatre, the Theatre Royal Drury Lane.
对于不太知道伦敦的小伙伴，遍布剧院的伦敦西区，也就是他们的相当于这种娱乐啊夜生活的这个区，有一条很有名的街道叫做 Drury Lane. Drury Lane is theater land, isn't it?
Yes.
And there are many theaters. And this theater is called Theatre Royal?
This is the oldest still existing theater in London. And it's often referred to as the most haunted theater in the world.
So it's not just haunted byone ghost, or is it just repeatedly haunted by one ghost?
A little from column A, a little from column B.
I see.
There are a few ghosts in this theatre.
I can totally see that happening. I mean, theatre land, theatres, traditionally it's like the hub of human emotions, activities, stories. I think we also have our fair share of haunted theatre.
Well, yeah.And Theatre Royal Drury Lane is famous for one particular ghost, the Man in Grey.
Man in Grey?
Yes.
Doesn't even have a proper name, just Man in Grey?
Well, yeah. It's described as a tall figure wearing a long grey cloak, wearing 18th century clothes and a powdered wig. So the type of wigs that lawyers or judges would wear nowadays.
Are you sure it's not one of the actors just...taking a break?
No, because this ghost has been seen for hundreds of years. They have reports of him being seen in the 19th century.
Wow, sort of like a very long, ongoing urban legend, so to speak.
Well, yeah. And he's most commonly seen walking along the upper circle, so pretty much the top, the balconies of the theatre itself.
Yeah, I've mentioned this. I think our audience, if you're more familiar with our way of theater layout, 可能大家看到国内的那个剧院都是很大，然后平铺开来的那种。但伦敦的这个西区的剧院特别小，所以它有点，你可以把它想成一个圆筒状，一个比较高的一个柱状体，然后是一圈一圈，这个 upper circle 就是比较靠上的这样一圈座位， right? That's
yes.
like...a specific section you can sit in a theatre.
Yes. And he walks along this circle and he disappears into a wall. And a few years ago, they discovered that there's actually a hidden passageway in that exact spot where he walks through the wall.
Are you sure that that's not an actor? Because I've been to, what was it, Woman in Black? I went to see that show in London.
I've seen that.
And then there was this actress that, without you noticing, she like stood in the...among the audience, and she was trying to create kind of a spooky atmosphere. Are you sure it's not that kind of thing?
No, because this actor doesn't appear during the performances themselves. He appears during the rehearsals. And actually, his appearances are a really good omen.
Rehearsal 就是在排练的时候，对吧？ So not only does this ghost not attack people or being aggressiveHis appearance is actually a good omen, a good sign that the show is going to be successful?
Exactly.
Ah, I see. Convenient.
Exactly. So legend has it, the man in grey is actually a ghost of a young man who was murdered in the theatre. And he's just never left. And he liked the theatre so much that when he appears, the show that's been rehearsed is definitely going to be really, really good.
I suppose all the other theatre folks are really jealous of their residential ghost, Man in Grey, because it's supposed to be a good sign. I mean, theatre has so many folk beliefs. It's like you're not supposed to say Macbeth because that is apparently a bad thing.
Yeah. And also you have ghost lights on the stage.
Oh, yeah. They're called ghost lights?
Yes. So...Basically, these lights are to ward away ghosts or to ensure that ghosts don't appear.
I've heard Chinese lords saying that when actors appear on stage, sometimes because the audience, all the audience obviously focus their attention on the stage. And sometimes the main actor can see like ghosts appearing among the audience.
Well, yeah, I honestly think that's true.
So, moving away from theatre land, what's our next location, next haunting site?
So, the next one is a really, really scary site. It is called the Ancient Ram Inn.
Inn, it's like a 酒馆加上旅馆的感觉，对吧？
Yeah, an inn is a pub that also is a hotel.
It's a very traditional setup.
Yeah, so lots of small towns or villages, they would have an inn. So this inn has a very, very spooky history and a long history of paranormal activity.
Let me guess. It's built on a burial ground or a witch lived in it or murders happened in it.
Oh, yeah, all of those.
Wow.
No one really knows the history of the building. It was built in the 12th century, and there are stories about witchcraft, pagan rituals, and also human sacrifice.
就拿活人献祭的这种 pagan rituals, perhaps our audience don't really understand. If you check pagan, you would see 异教. So basically, pagan was anything that's not.Christian.
Yeah, anything that was before Christianity.
More like the folk beliefs.
Yeah. And you have to think that before Christianity, for example, Celtic religion, which is older than the Romans, they did actually do things like human sacrifice.
Yeah, if you're interested, check out Celtic folklore. They can get pretty dark.
Yes. Now, one of the most famous or infamous spirits...is of a young girl named Rosie, who was reportedly murdered in one of the rooms.
Murdered little girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got all the elements. You've got the pagan belief, you got the witchcraft, you got the human sacrifices and murdered young girl. You got yourself a haunted inn.
Yeah. So guests have reported seeing her ghostly figure, feeling very cold all of a sudden,and hearing the sound of a child crying.
Maybe it's just your next door guest. But yeah, this feeling sudden cold spots, 就突然觉得就全身发冷，好像呼出来的那个气都能看得到是整个空气的这个变冷。We've seen that in, I think, many sort of Western horror.
Yes. But the scariest one is a demon that is believed to attack guests in the middle of the night.
Wow, so it has...Vengeful spirits or wandering spirits and also your demon.
Yep, and the demon drags people out of bed.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
But let me guess, nowadays, if it's still open, it's either going to be a museum or it's going to be some sort of escape room or room escape thing.
You can still stay there. They do ghost hunts and it's quite popular. I was looking on TripAdvisor just before this episode and actually the reviews weren't very good because they were saying, oh, I didn't see anything.
It's not scary enough.
Yeah.
Well, next time when we're in England, we'll definitely go, eh?
Rather you than me.
Okay. But send me the website.
I will do.
So far we have theater, we have haunted inn. When do we get to like graveyard or cemetery?
Well, the next one actually is a cemetery. Highgate Cemetery.
Highgate is in London.
It's in North London. And it's a huge cemetery. It's actually quite a beautiful cemetery. Because it was laid out in the 19th century, so it's lots of very big tombs, it's very green, and some of the architecture in there is beautiful. And it's also famous for Karl Marx.
Oh, 就是马克思是葬在那里的是吗?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. The thing is, fundamentally, the Western idea, or the European idea of a cemetery, and our idea of a cemetery is very, very different.Our cemetery, because we fundamentally see that as a taboo subject, so we generally put our cemeteries really way out of town. But it is relatively common for European cities to have cemeteries within, I'm not saying center, but still within pretty central locations.
They were normally on the outskirts of the city. It's just that the city grew around the cemetery. Most of our cemeteries were laid out in the 19th century because graveyards in churches became really, really, really full.
That's another thing, because a lot of the traditional graveyards, cemeteries are around churches, each church.
Yes. I want to tell you a bit of an urban myth about Highgate Cemetery, the tale of the Highgate Vampire.
Okay, when you think of...cemetery hauntings, you generally tend to think of ghosts and spirits. Not really. I wasn't expecting vampires. 吸血鬼.
Well, in the 1970s, there were reports of a tall, dark figure with red eyes that could hypnotize people wandering around Highgate Cemetery.
Are you sure it's not just another drunk person?
Well, it could be. But this actually caused huge fear and hysteria. You had people...who called themselves vampire hunters, go into Highgate Cemetery. Some of them were arrested by the police because they were doing things like digging up bodies and trying to kill vampires, quote unquote.
I think, especially in the olden days, this was why people were quite dubious about all these folkloric tales. Because, like you said, they really can cause huge waves of fear and hysteria.
Well, yeah, and this is the 1970s, and it pretty much went...
viral.
Well, yeah, you can't really say viral in the 1970s, but it did. It was reported in all of the newspapers. People used to spend nights sleeping in Highgate Cemetery trying to find the vampire, trying to kill and destroy the vampire, and it got completely out of hand.
In our history, there are also, even in recent history...I think during the Republic, I think they were similar stories like that, which also led to waves of fear and hysteria.
Yes. But Highgate Cemetery is also known for its ghosts. There's the mad old woman who goes around the cemetery in search of her children.
Ah, very, very conventional story.
Yep. And another spirit known as the Shrouded Figure.
Shrouded figure. Shroud is the cloth that they use to wrap dead bodies, right?
Yes.
就是裹尸布，在裹尸布里面的这样的一个 figure. It's just like a, I don't know, like a person, like a body.
And this figure is often seen looking through the bars of the cemetery gates, looking rather sad, mournfully looking out.
Maybe he or she is waiting for someone.
Could be.
The thing is, I think because of the English weather, all of these ghost stories are really atmospheric. If you think about the drizzling, you think about the cold, dark nights, and you think about the fog and everything.
Well, yeah. The thing is that ghost stories are really, really, really common in the UK. And some people say that the United Kingdom is probably one of the most haunted places in the world for the sheer number of ghost stories. And it's quite common for English people to say if they've seen a ghost or not.
I think in this, you're probably a little bit similar to Japan. Both island countries, both got lots of nature.
I think so, yeah. I've read some of the Japanese ghost stories and I've seen some of the places associated with ghost stories, and it's very, very similar to the UK.
Despite the huge cultural differences, the sort of concept can be compared, really.
Well, yes.
All right, moving away from cemetery, where's our next stop?
Well, let's go to a hotel.
Oh, yeah, I've heard many hotel haunting stories in the UK.
Well, this one.
喜欢听酒馆的音频节目？酒馆也有自己的视频号，现在每天露露都在公益直播，干货多多，欢乐多多。来微信视频号露露的英文小酒馆，一键预约所有直播。想要加入酒馆社群或者咨询课程，别忘了添加小助手哦，微信号是 LULUXJG 后面一个数字1。